This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda embarking on 4-day official visit to India today. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahath claims to have emphasized on reduction of unnecessary expenditures and policy reforms through upcoming fiscal year's budget. Parliamentary hearing begins on appointment of Chief Justice. And US announces measures against Kosovo for ignoring its advice to avoid raising tensions in majority Serb northern areas. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda is embarking on an official visit to India today. The visit is set to focus on power trade, infrastructure, reducing trade deficit and promoting investment. More in this report by Kaushal Gimide.
Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda is embarking on an official visit to India today with a focus on bilateral welfare and interest. The agenda for this visit includes crucial topics such as power trade, transmission line construction and the inauguration of an integrated checkpost. Promoting Indian investment in Nepal's energy and hydropower sector, as well as enhancing trade, transit and air routes will be significant points of discussion during the visit. The aim is to facilitate long-term power trade agreements and draw conclusive outcomes. Furthermore, plans are being made for the construction of a motorable bridge and suspension bridges over the Mahakali River, which will connect Nepal and India. Another important aspect of the visit is to address the trade deficit between Nepal and India. Efforts are underway to reach significant agreements that will help reduce the deficit and enable smoother entry of Nepali agro-products into the Indian market. The visit seeks to foster an environment of trust at a high political level and resolve border area issues. Interactions and discussions among industrialists in the presence of the Prime Minister will contribute to finding solutions to existing problems. Prime Minister Dahal will be leading a delegation consisting of ministers, high-ranking government officials and media representatives. He is scheduled to hold meetings on bilateral welfare and interest with his Indian counterpart, Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Additionally, he will pay courtesy calls on the Indian President and Vice President. During the visit, the Prime Minister will also engage with the Nepali community at the Embassy of Nepal in India. The visit of Prime Minister Dahal to India holds significant importance in strengthening bilateral ties and addressing various mutual interests. The discussion and agreements made during this visit have the potential to foster greater cooperation and mutual benefits between Nepal and India. Prime Minister Dahal is scheduled to return back home on the 3rd of June. Kaushal Gimire, Radio Nepal, Kathmandu.
Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sarma said the post-budget discussion on the next fiscal year would be held only after the Prime Minister's return from India. Minister Sharma added that a brief talk regarding the citizenship bill was also held in yesterday's cabinet meeting. The parliamentary party meeting of the CPN Marist Centre has discussed the annual budget presented by the government for the coming fiscal year 2023-24 and the imminent India visit of Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. During the meeting held yesterday at the CPN Marist Centre Parliamentary Party office in Singhadarbar, the lawmakers inquired about Prime Minister Dahal's upcoming India visit, budget presented by the government and campaign against corruption initiated by the government. On the occasion, quoting Prime Minister Dahal, lawmaker Madhav Sapkota said, the budget for coming fiscal year was balanced and it addressed current national necessities. In the meeting, Prime Minister Dahal said his upcoming India visit would be successful and he would not create any wrong messages among Nepali people. Finance Minister Dr. Prakasharan Mahat has said the government has prioritized the need to increase the capital expenditures in the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2023-24. Talking to media persons at his office in Singhadarbar yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Mahat said the government's concern now is in the implementation of the budget. He claimed to have emphasized on reduction of unnecessary expenditures and policy reforms through upcoming fiscal year's budget. Responding to a question regarding Parliament Development Fund, he denied reviving the fund but asserted that member parliaments were given their roles in the selections of development programs in their constituencies and monitoring such projects. A meeting of the Parliamentary Hearing Committee has called for the submission of complaints, if any, against Acting Chief Justice Hari Krishna Kargi, who has been recommended for appointment to the post of Chief Justice. A meeting of the committee held yesterday in Singhadarbar said anyone could register their complaints if have any against recommended Chief Justice Kargi via email within 10 days from yesterday. Two children have died due to snake bite in Sindhuli district yesterday. Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office Sindhuli, Raskumar Silwal, said the deceased are 13-year-old Grish Pahadi and his younger brother, 3-year-old Grishma Pahadi of Kurthauli, Dudhauli Municipality 1. A snake had bitten the two siblings at 3 a.m. yesterday when they were in course of treatment. Likewise, a woman and her son died after falling off a cliff in Thading. Police have identified the deceased as 19-year-old Radha Apsara Chipang of Benikat, Rurang Rural Municipality 2 and her 2-year-old son. Sazam. Chief of the District Police Office Thading Superintendent Gautam Mishra said Apsara was carrying a son on her back and gone to the forest near her home to collect grass fell off the cliff. The incident took place on Monday. Police said critically injured in the incident, both the mother and son died in course of treatment at Maliku Teaching Hospital. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. North Korea has said an accident occurred as it planned to send up its first space satellite, causing it to crash into the sea. The rocket launch prompted Japan to warn residents in Okinawa, but it later reported that there was no danger of its territory being hit. North Korea announced earlier it planned to launch a satellite by 11 June to monitor U.S. military activities. It now says it will attempt a second launch as soon as possible. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said North Korea appeared to have fired a ballistic missile and that the government was analyzing the details. The U.S. has announced measures against Kosovo for ignoring its advice to avoid raising tensions in majority Serb northern areas. It has criticized Kosovo's decision to install ethnic Albanian mayors in northern Kosovo by forcible means. Kosovo has been expelled from participating in an ongoing American-led military exercise in Europe. Police and NATO troops clashed with Serb protesters in North Kosovo on Monday. Protesters had tried to invade government building amid unrest over the installation of ethnic Albanian mayors in areas where Serbs make up the majority of the population. NATO is to deploy an additional 700 troops to Kosovo after saying 30 of its peacekeepers and 52 protesters were hurt in the clashes. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province along with the hilly region of Koshi province, Bagmati province, Kandaki province and Lumbini province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 31.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 17.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda embarking on 4-day official visit to India today. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat claims to have emphasized on reduction of unnecessary expenditures and policy reforms through upcoming fiscal year's budget. Parliamentary hearing begins on appointment of Chief Justice, and US announces measures against Kosovo for ignoring its advice to avoid raising tensions in majority Serb northern areas. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.